say ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon. Cause I shave my head in the morning, and pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. If you don't like the way I'm living, just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
Thank y'all for listening to the Josh Terry Podcast.
It's brought to you by Raisin Grace Studios. I want to give a big shout-out to all of the sponsors of our show. Two Pilots Distillery, Par Hopper Golf Apparel, Nobles Networking, Gridiron Coffee, our guy over at Jason Johnson at Project K9 Hero. Thank you, brother. Our dudes up at Creative Vets are not a sponsor of the show, but we'll be up there in a few weeks for their golf tournament. Y'all please go look them up. And our management company, Red Circle. Thank you for all that you do. Sitting with me today, if you didn't hear that beautiful voice already, my baby girl, Miss Gracie.
Hello.
What are you holding in your hand right there, Miss Gracie?
I'm holding our new puppy, Whitley.
And what are we listening to in the background right now? Keith Whitley, you jackass.
I just go along with the name, okay?
Whatever. So today, guys, we're going to sit here, we're going to hang out with y'all for a little bit. We're going to tell you a little bit about Mr. Whitley, and then let's see what else we're going to do. Oh, the most important thing, we're going to tell you about the new clothing line that just got launched. Well, I guess it's technically the new clothing line, but it's the new stuff. Gracie is going to tell you, kind of give you a breakdown on some of the things, and then we're going to talk about a couple other things that have came up recently. As to why I treat Gracie a certain way on social media. You wanna, what is he doing?
He needs water.
He doesn't need water.
Yes, he does.
Why does he need water right this second?
Because he's thirsty and he's hassling.
He's hat what?
I don't know what it's called.
What's that word called?
Hassling. Hassling?
Is it hassling? It's not hassling.
What is it?
I don't remember the word either.
Hassling.
It's not hassling.
Yes, it is.
Oh, fuck, it's not, Grace. That's not the word. I can't remember what it is.
Yes, it is.
It's panting. It's panting. You're not even close. Hassling is what you do to me all the freaking time. But now he'll be okay for just Saturday. Gave him some water before we left the house. I don't want him pissing in the studio.
No, he didn't get no water. Did you fill up his water bowls?
I told you to.
No, I didn't. Because when I was...
Oh, he got attacked. All right, so hold on a second. Yeah, we're going to pause it because, we are a shitty dog owners. Hold on. And we're back. The dog's got water. Gracie's happy. Good now?
Yes.
Okay. So, you've seen the new logo, but you haven't necessarily seen, like, the new shirts or anything yet, right? Like, all the new stuff?
I haven't seen anything. I've only seen the new logo.
Okay. So, I'm going to show you all the new stuff then. Right now, and then you're going to tell everybody. Because what we need everybody to do is to go buy the new shit. And what we're also going to do for the next couple days is every time I go live on Snapchat, not Snapchat, but TikTok, and we're going to actually do it in a little bit before I take you home. Oh, yeah. Pull your microphone closer to you. Before I take you home is we're going to... hold on. Before I take you home, we're going to, what is it called? We're going to get on there. And every day, we're going to do a special raffle to where people, we're going to...
$28.
Yeah. It's $28. Grace, those are expensive. I spent a lot of money on the artwork. And
That's half a shirt.
Hey, you know what is crazy? The way they make crop tops and shit and razorback tank tops and all that kind of stuff, those cost more because they're cut. It's very weird. It's a very weird process. I'll explain it to you when you get older. All right. So I'm going to show them to you. But what I'm going to do is we're going to raffle this week. Every day, I'm going to try to do it every night to where we get 40 people to do $10 each. And let's say whoever wins out of those 40 people, they can buy as many spots as they want. But they'll win, like if a guy wins, he'll win the two new male shirts and then the new hat.
What if they want to wear the crop top?
Well, if the guy wants to give the crop top to his wife or his girlfriend, he can.
What if he wants to wear
They'll win three items. It'll equal $100. They'll turn $10 into a fucking $100. Thank you. Pull your mic closer to you.
What do you want? On my face?
Yes. Damn it. And if a woman wins, then she'll get all three of the shirts. The crop top with the new logo, the Razorback tank with the new logo, and then the new Western RGS with the saying on the back. So, what are you doing?
What?
Why are you playing footsie with me? Get up real fast and turn the radio down. Just slide it. It's the A side of the radio. Slide it down just a little bit. It's a little bit loud in my ear. You see, I got it set up for if I was on a Zoom call. That's good. Turn it up just a little bit more. That's perfect. Right there. You got to be able to listen to it. I hope they can hear the puppy in the background kind of listening to Keith Whitley. That's what he was named after. Oh, sit back and get close to your mic again and hold him. Love him. All right, so let's go over this one first. This is the first crop top. Folks, if you want to see this, by the way, everything I'm going to show Gracie because she hasn't seen the stuff, just go to RaisingGraceStudios.com. Gracie, spell it for them.
R-A-I-S-N.
No, you jackass. R-A-I-S-I-N. G-R.
What did I say?
I don't know, but it wasn't right.
Yes, I know.
All right, respell it, and then make sure you put studios at the end.
R-A-I-S-I-N-G-R-A-C-E.
Then studios.
S-T.
Do you not know how to spell studios?
O-U-D-I-O.
S-T. I don't know how to spell it either. S-T-O-U.
I almost got it right.
Yeah, it's close enough. Anyway, Raising Grace Studios, plural.com. And the first one I'm going to show you right now, this is our Western wear. Every once in a while, we do a different version of the RGS symbol, which, by the way, Gracie, will you please tell everybody what Raising Grace Studios, what Raising Grace stands for?
Somewhere between raising hell and amazing grace.
Will you please say that like not a jackass?
Somewhere between raising hell and amazing grace.
Yes. Also, you know what else it stands for, smartass?
Me.
Yes. People get to see me raising you. Everything that we used to do used to be called Bearded Bastard. But you know what? It's really hard to sell t-shirts, even though we sold a lot of them to people.
I really couldn't wear them to school.
You couldn't. Pull your mic closer to you and sit
I
back.
I can't.
You can sit back and relax if you do it that way. There you go, dummy. Anyway, so we switched it to Raising Grace. But also, too, I think Raising Grace, besides for just standing for those things, do you understand what somewhere between raising hell and amazing grace really means?
No.
You don't?
No.
Okay. Somewhere between raising hell and amazing grace to me is where we all kind of live in the world. Like, a lot of people like to pretend like they're holier than thou, that they never make a mistake, that they never get anything wrong in life. And then you got a whole lot of people that just party all the time, that they are the bad side of life, all these kind of things. And there's a whole lot more people, they don't live on the black side of life, they don't live on the white side of life, they live in the gray of life. And that's what we live in. We live in the gray side of life. We love the good Lord, but you know what else we love? A good time. And that's kind of what we are. So that's where somewhere between raising hell and amazing grace is what we stand for. It's okay to love both of those things. Of course, you want to love the good Lord more, but it's all right to love both of them. And that's one of the things that me and your mom try to teach you, to make sure that you enjoy life, but at the same time, you know, be passionate about the good Lord, because without him, you wouldn't be here. So tell me, you like to do those stupid ass videos on YouTube and stuff. You see
YouTube?
What do you do? What are the videos you watch? You see how I have my mic like pointed down at my face? There you go, you jackass.
I'm hungry.
You're hungry? Mm-hmm. Surprise. When we get done with this, we'll go eat. This isn't going to take as long as like when we do the other stuff because we're not editing.
Me, if you hear weird noises, that's Whitley drinking water.
Yeah, thank you. It's not me drinking water or you. I think they're kind of imagining there's a lab sitting in your lap.
No,
right,
but
now.
It just like might be just like a weird noise. Like,
it's not him hassling.
I mean, they can hear that too.
It's panting. Anywho, jackass. All right, what's those things that you do though that you like to watch where like they rate stuff? You like to watch videos. You're all the time saying stupid shit about how you want to see something rated or rate this or.
Like, example, video rating all the White Claw flavors. I've watched that.
All the what?
White Claw flavors. They're like, oh, I like black cherry the best, but I like, what's another flavor? Is grapefruit one?
Grapefruit?
I don't know. What flavor?
Of what?
White Claw.
Why would you even know anything about White Claw?
Just tell me. Is it?
Black cherry?
I know black cherry is one. But they can be like, oh, black cherry is number 1 out of 10.
Yeah.
But what's a different flavor?
Lime.
Lime is my least favorite.
Why did you go with White Claw?
Because I've watched that video.
Why did you watch a White Claw video about that?
It wasn't it was rating different seltzers. What are they called?
Hard seltzers. Why are you watching videos about ratings of hard seltzers, though?
Because I can.
I'm really finna put parental locks on your shit, Gracie.
Excuse
that makes me think.
Me and Mommy watched it together.
Well, that makes more sense.
Yeah, it was her boyfriend. We were watching her boyfriend.
Who's your mommy's boyfriend?
Colby Brock.
Who's that?
Sam and Colby.
I don't know who that is.
YouTubers.
Let me look him up. What's his name?
Colby Brock.
Colby Brock.
She likes him when he had the mustache.
Colby Brock. He's a YouTuber.
Mm-hmm.
See images of this guy. Your mom likes this guy?
Let me see.
This guy?
Yeah. The first image, she likes him with the mustache.
Your mom likes this guy?
Mm-hmm.
How old is he?
26 this year.
God, your mom. What's wrong? I'm not even going to get into that conversation with you.
And then I watched one of my other favorite YouTubers, Tar Yummy. I wanted to go see her show in Las Vegas or L.A. They're different places, I think.
See, this is why I literally have to.
And
I have to start watching the shit that you watch because I guarantee you I hate these people.
And anyway, she has a show and I want to go, but he said I can't.
What does she talk about?
She does a lot of different videos. She's a vegan, and so she'll go to like fast food restaurants. She'll rate like all the different veggie burgers.
You ain't finna be no vegan though, are you?
I can't. And she rated all the fries.
Why can't you be a vegan?
You can't eat steak. Can't eat. What else? You can't eat bacon. Can't eat burgers. Can't eat bacon bits.
So why would you watch this? Like, all right. So what's her appeal to you then?
Cause it's entertaining. But she also does where her boyfriend picks her outfits.
I guarantee y'all hate this person.
Well, I don't care. They're at Coachella right now. We should go.
Gracie, I'm going to take you to music festivals when you get older because I think we'd have a great time, but I don't think me and you'll ever go to Coachella.
Mommy said that we can't go because they do drugs.
Yeah, we can go, but you're going to be my designated driver the entire... I have to wait till you're 18 to go anywhere with you like that. But hey, you'll be 11 this year. Don't grow up too fast, but that means only 7 more years. And then if daddy's not married by then...
I don't want to go to college. I want to be done with school.
No.
Why do I have to go to college if I'm just going to do this?
Well, you have to actually put in the time and effort to do this and be enthusiastic.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to do that.
Yeah, you just want me to hand it to you on a silver platter. You got to be freaking good at it. You got to practice and not be shy and listen. Your dad's good at it. He can set you up.
Yeah, I'll just work at Walmart, guys.
No, you're not, bitch.
I'm going to be a YouTuber, guys.
No, you're not. You're going to be smart.
You follow me when I get my YouTube channel, and I'll have a platform, and then I'll keep growing and growing. I'll get to 100K subscribers.
And then I'm going to beat your ass.
And then I'll get money, and me and Mama can buy a big mansion.
Grace, that's not how it works.
Yes,
dummy.
It does.
No, it's not.
If you get enough subscribers, you can get money.
Yeah, but what are you going to do that's different than what somebody else has already done? That's what a lot of people don't understand. I have to talk to people about this all the time.
I make up my own challenges.
Yeah, but that...
24 hours inside...
See, you're already looking at it the wrong way.
No.
I've told you before. You know what me and you have that those other people that you like, they already have? We have big personalities. You are already, you know when like you come on my lives or whatever, you're hanging out and people love watching you.
Mm-hmm.
They love watching you being you. That is what is going to make you be good at this if you want to do it. And you've got somebody that can teach you, but you got to be the authentic version of yourself, which you're already good at. But don't think about doing it their way. Do shit your way. Well, I actually do shit my way. Do shit the way I tell you to do it, and I'll make you one of those fuckers. I'll make you one of those people that make a ridiculous amount of
money. But I don't want all of the old people that follow you.
First off, why? They're amazing people.
Because...
Pull the thing closer to you.
Look
how close mine is. Yes. Don't eat the fucking microphone. They just heard you eat the microphone. Look how close mine is. Mine's literally almost on my lips. Yes, that's how close it has to be. And then you don't have to raise your voice. You can just talk normal. But anyway, why wouldn't you want the people that followed me, asshole? Because that sounds ugly. Turn your mic like this. Thank you. You've done this with me so many times. I don't understand why this is a problem.
Because they won't make edits of me.
You are thinking of it as a child. You have to think of it as in the future. You're not going to want to make edits in the future.
No, but people that edit you, like... Boss Queen, say what you wanna say, and let the sleigh slap. Hey,
what the fuck are you over there saying? What did you just say?
Slay, soul sister. Slay what you wanna slay, and let the sleigh slap. Hey, soul sister. Hey, my sister, mister.
Gracie, I am literally fixing to go through every bit of your social media. And I'm going to take off what I don't like.
Cool. Go for it.
I will. I'll delete all your stuff right now if I don't like it.
You can't delete my edits.
I can delete it.
No, I get 5 cents a video.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
I got qualified for TikTok funds.
No, you didn't.
I got 5 cents.
I hate.
They deliver it to me every month in a little envelope. And it says, TikTok funds. Gracie. Tara, Sam, Colby.
You are literally, you're what I hate about social media. You're going to be one of these kids that I hate about social media. And I've preached about not making your children into this shit. And you're
like
going to
what?
End up, you just don't listen.
Like what? Why am I not listening?
Because you're just, anyway, you're not supposed to do that kind of shit. You're supposed to do original shit. You're supposed to do your own shit. But you shouldn't be doing none of the shit anyway, because you're not even 11 yet.
Who said I?
You should be a part of my shit and my shit only right now until I give you permission to do anything else.
You should do likey.
I should do what?
Likey.
What's likey?
It's like TikTok, but likey has a lot of different old people, old creeps. That's why I don't post on there anymore.
Then why should I do it?
I used to post my face, but I deleted my account because they'd be like. Shine bright, little angel. You're so beautiful.
I would have murdered someone.
And they're like, keep going, little girl. You got this. You have an amazing future ahead of you. I'm ready to see you on billboards. And then some were like, this video is horrible. Go eat garbage. And I'd be like, okay.
Why wasn't I told about this before now?
Because I didn't care.
Because what?
I showed Mama... thing, and then one of them was like, my beautiful eyes are on you, beautiful girl.
Yeah, I'm going to kick your mom's ass as soon as I see her today.
I deleted my account.
Yeah, but why wouldn't I told that your dumb ass was doing this in the first place?
Because you said I'm allowed to have TikTok. This is before you said I couldn't show my face anymore.
I told you from the very beginning you couldn't show your damn face.
Nuh-uh, that's not what Mama told me. Mama was in my TikToks with me.
Yeah, but you were making fun of your mom, and it was funny.
No, we weren't. We were dancing.
I don't ever remember you showing me. I remember you making funny videos of your mom, and I thought
that was hilarious. No, I deleted that account because I had a lot of old cringy stuff on there. I had a video of me dancing in front of the funeral home.
Why did you have a video in front of you dancing in front of the funeral home?
I was waiting to go in, and I had my iPad propped up on the stairs, and the gas station was behind me.
Why? Why would you think that at a funeral, that was the time to do that?
Because it'll either make a TikTok or be sad, and the setting was so good.
Gracie?
No, because I didn't want to go in and look, so I just stayed outside.
Whose funeral?
Granny's.
Oh.
I just stayed outside.
If y'all just saw the dance that she just did while she's sitting there talking about that, I don't understand you sometimes, Pumpkin, because sometimes you're just amazing, and then sometimes you're just very fucking confusing to me. But it's okay. I love you. What are you doing over there to Whitley's ear?
He has stuff in there. There's dried blood.
It's okay. He's a tough little bastard.
Yeah, he got eaten by a vicious husky.
It's okay. He's fine. All right, well, let's tell him more about these shirts, because they've got to go buy a shit ton of these shirts so we stay in business. Because we got a lot of them on the way here.
Is that a regular shirt? Is that a
that's
crop
a crop top. So that's bad. What we was getting to with the rating stuff.
I can have that one.
No, well, no, you can't.
That one shows.
Yeah, well, the Western wear.
Do you have them?
They're on the way here. They'll be here by the time they hear this podcast. So the Western wear, do you like the new logo with the little skull head on it and the neon?
Is that a pentagon?
A pentagon. I don't know. It's supposed to look like a belt buckle. It's supposed to look like a neon belt buckle.
I would have.
But you guys will see it if you go to RaisingGraceStudios.com right now. But it's supposed to look like it's in neon. I really like it.
I just thought.
What about this one? This is the Razorback. This is the tank top for women.
Is that on the front or on the back?
That's on the front. This is the new logo.
Why don't you do that on the back and then put a logo like right here?
Because it costs too much to print these. And plus, putting something on the back of these Razorback tank tops, there's not a lot of area. And I really want my face on the front of girls.
I don't like that logo.
You don't like this logo?
Booty cheeks hanging out. Is that mama? Oh, my.
That is not your mama.
That looks just like my mama.
That does not look anything like your mama.
That looks just like my mama.
What part of that looks like your mama?
The booty cheeks, the hair, the outfit.
No, no. None of that looks like your mama. I don't know who that's supposed to be. The artist who made it for us.
Isn't that the one that's in?
It's in the UK.
Yeah, they made
that
one.
Yeah, the artist that's in the UK. Same person made it. Yeah. Now, I told him I wanted, he did a great job. I really like it. He made her ass really fat, or it's just because she's bending over. I think it's just because she's bending over. He's a really good artist.
That guitar, he never picks up his guitar.
I do pick up my guitar.
When's the last time?
It's right there. This weekend?
Literally, no.
I picked up my guitar this weekend. Hey, look, I got somebody that's starting to come over here Wednesday that's teaching me.
Like, who, first thing?
No. It's an old guy from Hawkinsville that's so good.
Lee?
Lee's an old guy from Hazelhurst but lives in Nashville. Yeah, no. It's an old guy I'm finna start riding
look
with.
Look how big Whitley's eyelashes are.
He's so precious.
But now.
So what do you think of that tank top?
It's Gucci Maducci.
That sounds so stupid. Now, this is the other crop top. This is the shorter crop top.
That's the one I can't wear.
You definitely can't wear that one. But it's just got the new logo on it, too.
Yeah, guys. Chad Amelia, check us out.
What?
Chad Amelia wears crop tops. Check us out, girl.
Yeah, let's send her one of these. I'll sell fucking 5 million of them.
Oh, my gosh.
And here's the unisex Western wear one that I really like. Same thing. Somewhere between Raising Hell and Amazing Grace on the back. The Western RGS on the front, really like it.
It would be good because you know who she partners with?
Who?
Hollister.
Yeah,
Hollister. No, not Hollister. American Eagle, sorry.
Yeah, neither one of them's ever going to have anything to do with me. And then this right here, the Josh Terry Podcast.
Simple Dimple.
I really like it. I really like it. And the unisex one. So, and then this week, guys, starting tonight, Monday, I will be doing TikTok Live and all that shit to where for $10 doing these little raffle tickets thing or whatever you want to call it. Just gonna not even raffle tickets. Your name is going to go in a generator while I'm sitting here at the computer, sell 40 tickets, and then we're going to have two winners, a male winner and a female winner. One of y'all is going to get $100 worth of T-shirts. Another one will get the other $100 worth of T-shirts each night. It's going to be cool.
When we say Smapple, that means raffle.
Oh, you can say raffle on here.
I know, but I'm talking about on TikTok Live.
On TikTok. That's right. That's right. What? Let's see. What else we got? I'm trying to think what else would mean you could go over and bullshit and talk about. Besides for just your obviously shitty taste in social media people to follow.
You going to help me and Mom put up my pool?
Oh, your new pool? No.
Yeah, we need to put it up because it's getting hot.
Well, you're going to be gone this weekend to a wedding.
Yeah.
I'm gone. I'm gone.
Where are you going this weekend?
I'll be here this weekend.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. Mommy said I can't stay with you. It's rude. I don't know why. I don't
want to go. Oh, shit. You know what this weekend is? I forgot about that. This weekend.
That music video? Or
no, the next week's the music video. This weekend, Lee Tucker and Kimberly Atwood and a whole lot of people are coming down here from Nashville for a songwriters retreat. And I completely forgot about it. So we'll be hanging out at the studio all week long. Mm-hmm. Our, I think, like Thursday to Sunday. They got a show in Eastman at some point in time. But the rest of the time, Justin Dukes is going to be here. I forgot all about this. We're going to have a great week.
I don't want to get to the wedding. I've never been to a wedding before.
They're fun.
And I have to
this
wear...
This one probably won't be.
Uh-uh. Mm.
This wedding you're going to is probably going to suck.
They didn't come for Easter because of the wedding. They were too focused.
They were too focused on the wedding?
Mm-hmm. And they were, like, so fancy. The invitation, it was wrapped, and it had the wax stamp on it. And we opened it, and then there was these pictures, and they're like, we invite you to our wedding.
Are you in the wedding, or are you just going to the wedding?
I'm just going. But I have to wear this. It's like a long dress. It goes to my, goes like a little bit past my ankles.
What kind of dress?
It's a blue and white one, because I think that's the main colors that they have. Because my mom, she's one of the... What are they called?
Bridesmaids.
Yeah. And she has to wear a blue dress. And they're going to dance to Backstreet Boys.
Who's going to dance to Backstreet Boys?
The bride's people.
Have you ever seen your mama dance?
No.
Mom has absolutely no
rhythm. The groomsmen and the bride people. I don't know.
Yeah, your mom.
They have to dance to Backstreet Boys.
Your mom is one of the worst dancers I've ever seen in my life.
And guess what? They were gonna make her pay $100 to get her hair done and her makeup. But
your mama is, I know she said hell no.
She said that her hair's so short you can't do anything with it.
Yeah.
And she'll do her own makeup because she ain't fixing to let other people do her makeup.
Your mom's a bitch. I don't tell you.
I did my mom's makeup over the weekend, and it was fab.
Where was I at when y'all called me and showed me?
You were at some bar.
I was at a bar. It was funny when y'all called.
Because, yeah, she did mine, and I did hers, and he loved them. We had glitter eyebrows.
Well, I don't like you wearing makeup, so anytime you always...
But call, it was a clown makeup.
Yeah, but I still don't like you wearing makeup. Because then you always have a little bit extra or a little bit on the next day when we go somewhere. Like, you had eyeshadow on the next day. I just don't like you having makeup on.
Geez, I'm sorry. You want me to scrub my face with bleach?
Yes, I do. Well, you always say that, like, never mind.
I hope I get to sleep in my bed tonight. Or not my bed, but at my house.
Why wouldn't you?
Because they're coming back today. to do.
Oh, they're remodeling y'all's house. That's right.
But Mama, she went ahead and painted the laundry room so they didn't put no more mud, so they didn't have to sand it again. Right. She just did all the mud, and she got that sander you told her not to use.
Your mom doesn't listen, Grace. I don't know what to tell you. Your mom refuses to listen to anything that anyone says besides her. She's a great person. I love your mama. But your mom does not listen to a damn person in this world besides herself.
Yeah.
She reminds me of somebody. You know who that person is?
Jenny.
You're just as damn hard-headed.
He's smelling where Lee's dog threw up.
Yeah. Yeah, look at him sleeping on the couch. What would Woodrow be doing right now?
He would be sitting with me, Jelly.
No, wouldn't he be barking? He'd be tearing up shit.
No, he loves him. He doesn't bully him.
No, I'm talking about if Whitley wasn't here and it was just Woodrow.
Well, then yes, he would be barking.
Because Woodrow's the worst animal that God ever created.
But he's so sweet.
When he wants to be. When Whitley got hurt a while ago, like Wood was looking after him. His nose is swollen, isn't it?
Yeah, you can see
where the tooth went in.
I tried to tell you.
Hopefully it
doesn't get infected.
It won't. He'll be fine. He's tough, little son of a bitch.
How do you know? You just got him yesterday.
You can tell he's tough. Aren't y'all going somewhere the weekend after, too?
Mm-mm. We're not doing anything.
I'm gone. That's right. I'm gone.
Because I thought the wedding was that weekend that you're doing the music video, but it's not. It's this weekend. Yeah.
You know how many cool people that I'm looking forward to.
I'm going to have to wear, like, thick sandals. So? They're like heels, but they're not.
Well, God forbid your little punk ass ain't going to get to wear Crocs to a wedding.
Tracy said I could wear Crocs. Tracy don't want me to wear that dress. She wants me to wear shorts and a t-shirt. But I said, no.
Why do you got to dress up then?
No, she wants me to wear shorts and a t-shirt because she's wearing shorts and a t-shirt.
She's not dressing up. Mm-hmm. So she wants you to be...
She's taking Bean.
Why?
Because Bean needs her medicine. She's diabetic, remember? We're not taking Haggy.
Tell people what Bean is.
Bean is Tracy's dog.
Tracy's her grandmother, who doesn't want to be called grandmother.
My uncle, he used to date this girl, and she gave him a dog, which was Queenie. Her nickname is Bean.
It's a fucking rat.
She was already blind, or she wasn't blind, but she was already old. Like, we haven't had her for, like, a long time. But anyway, she has diabetes, and she's blind, and they just shaved her yesterday, so she looks like a rat. But she's kind of sweet. She bites you sometimes. But anyway, so we had to take her to the wedding because no one's going to be home because all my family's going to the wedding. So we had to take her. But we can't take Haggy. I want, because in Miami. I only know that because of TikTok.
Bitch, I'd have punched you in the face.
I'm just kidding.
You only know it because of TikTok. It's one of the greatest songs of all time. Don't hit that keyboard.
It's on TikTok.
I know, but it's one of the greatest songs of all time. Yeah, and you know who sings it?
Keith
Whitley.
He might need a pee-pee.
He doesn't need a pee-pee.
He just drank all that water.
Yeah, but Gracie, I take him out like every hour. He just pissed. We've been recording 32 minutes. We're about to be done. We're only going to record 40. So you got to talk. We might not even go that long. Look at that sweet baby.
Oh, my poor baby.
But anyway, yeah. So, folks, let's do this. Y'all, please share the hell out of the show. And because next week or so, we've got some excellent shows coming up for you guys. They're going to be awesome. I don't know how many we're going to put out the next couple of weeks. This kind of was a weird month for us. We had our biggest month ever last month. And we was expecting this one to keep going. It's kind of a little slow, but it's been weird. I got a really good show for y'all coming up tomorrow. I wanted to chill with Gracie and talk about the merch. We really wanted to push that, but kind of got off topic a good bit. Mainly because there's a dog in her lap and neither one of us focused because she's a dumbass and so am I. Gracie, quit dancing with the dog and pay attention. But y'all, please go check out the merch. We need to sell a bunch of it. Come into my TikTok lives for the rest of this week, probably 9 or 10 o'clock every night this week, Eastern time. Buy you a spot on the spinning wheel, $10 spot, and you'll have a chance to win $100 worth of Raising Grace's new gear if you don't feel like buying one shirt for $28. and then paying shipping. Yeah, you got a chance to win several different things.
Oh,
slobber. The dog. Did you let him slobber on the mic?
It's like,
you're a freaking asshole.
I put it in my mouth while I go.
Anyway. All right, guys. Well, tell him bye. Whitley, can you make a noise?
Say,
the studio dog. Whitley, the studio dog. All right, Grace, tell everybody bye. Tell them thank you for listening to the Josh Terry Podcast. Tell them to please go buy some merch so you get to eat next week.
Please buy merch so I can eat me some pizza pockets.
You're a fucking idiot sometimes, baby, but I love you. That's RaisingGraceStudios.com. Thank y'all for making the show a success. We love y'all. Y'all have a great day, and we'll have some adult shows for y'all starting tomorrow. Love y'all.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit Hyland.com.